congratulations to the Bills. Congratulations to the Bills, man. It's handing the Steelers their second loss of the season. Oh, was it wonderful. It was so wonderful to watch, dude. Watching the Steelers just falling apart again on a Sunday night game in Buffalo. That, like, it's just, it's embarrassing for them to see this team that got exposed by Washington, right? I think finally, when you look at the Steelers, you're looking at this undefeated season that they've had, of course it comes with no merit that a lot of their games have been close. It's not like 11-0 and they're blowing out teams. A lot of them are close. A lot of them should have been losses, potentially, right? When Washington finally came in, finally beat them, the whole big thing was now, oh my God, the Steelers are not undefeated. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Is it time to jump ship on the Steelers, right? Because that's what everyone wants to do, right? Everyone wants to hit the panic button. It comes with greatness, considering that 11-0 is nothing to scoff at. I mean, that's still pretty impressive. Then you have on top of that the fact that you lost to a team that's has been awful, in a division that's been awful. That should have been just a gimme game. So you think, okay, fine then. They'll play the Bills. It'll be a lot tougher, but I think they'll come back into stride as a Steelers team that we know. And then they don't, because Stephon Diggs completely obliterated their secondary. Just ran it over, spit on it, tore it up. Oh, dude, yes. And on top of that, I had Stephon Diggs on my DraftKings for this week, which was great, too. I mean, it's just, dude, to see them just lose the way that it is, it's just, it's good. It's so much fun. I'm not hitting the panic button on them yet. You know what I mean? It's still 11-2. They're still at the top of the AFC. It's them and the Chiefs, right? It's still, that's the road to the Super Bowl. And we all know that. But what it does get me excited, because I think a team like the Colts, I think a team like the Titans, maybe the Ravens, if we got a third chance at them, could potentially bring down the Steelers, right? I mean, imagine how interesting it'd be if the conference game was Chiefs-Colts. Imagine if it was Chiefs-Titans. You know, I think the AFC is not cemented as many people think, right? Because I think it's now time to understand that the Steelers are not as scary as they seem. So that's good to do. On top of that, too, man, we have this Ravens-Browns tonight, Monday night. We are on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs, trying to catch that last wild card. Huge win for the Colts, speaking of the Colts, over the Raiders. That really helped us. So now we're on that top spot. Hopefully, if we can win tonight. It's nerve-wracking considering that we are so late in the season. It's very, very possible that we could grab a last wild card spot. Possibly play Miami. I believe that's the wild card situation right now. Let me take a look at that. Which, on top of that too, man, Miami's not playing as well as I think. So, if I'm completely wrong, I do not apologize, because that's not what I do. Speaking of the Hugh games tonight, I'm hoping, I am really, really hoping, weather is okay. Not too much snow, not too much rain. Look, that's the thing about Lamar Jackson, a lot of that running, a lot of that ball handling. When the weather's bad, it is no good for him. So for its sake, you know, whether or not we're playing in Baltimore or if we're playing in Cleveland, it is the middle of December. And so the fact of that matter is it's not going to be so great if we're trying to run the ball and it's getting slippery. So yeah, I'm looking at the Miamis. You're looking at the Colts and the Browns in the last five spots, all 7-5, 7-6. And then on top of that, you have the Dolphins at 8-5. Which is, that's going to be interesting. if we could knock off Miami, it's going to suck for them. But hey, you know, look, it's a dog-eat-dog thing. All right. We need that spot. We just do. And regardless if we do make it in and we have to go play the Chiefs in Kansas City, I would still feel fairly comfortable, I think, if we had to. Our offense is nowhere near as good as it was last year. It's clear, right? The fact of the matter is we might not potentially make the playoffs, and that shows. That shows from our offense. It shows from Lamar Jackson. His throwing power and his throwing accuracy has just been really shoddy this year. Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown, a lot of these guys are dropping easy passes. I feel like, too, Marquise Brown's still very upset at just the touches he's not really getting. I mean, he got a huge bomb from Trace McSorley in that Steelers game. But that, you know, one, I almost felt like it was treated like garbage time, but two, you know, McSorley's not going to play again. So you have to deal with Lamar Jackson and him possibly having to throw you little slant routes to Willie Snead. I think that's going to work really, really well for us here in the Browns game, because considering that we completely obliterated a torn and tattered Cowboys team that is just going straight to hell, and on top of that, a Cowboys team that is awful at trying to defend the run, I feel like that game was a gimme. So I'm not feeling the stride of like, oh, the Ravens are back into form. No, that should have happened. I'd be more concerned if it didn't. But we could totally turn around now with Cleveland. I mean, our schedule from here on out is going to be fairly easy. We have the Browns, we have the Giants, and we have Cincy again. It's going to be... we have to win out. We definitely have to win out. And it is possible to do that. It's, you know, the Giants suck too. And so does Cincy. It's, you know, these are games that are not like... you know, I feel like we already had all our difficult games already. And we definitely did not capitalize on them. I mean, the fact that we went 0-2 and got swept by the Steelers, I mean, that was a huge, huge blow to us. And, of course, there's no way we're going to catch up to it now. You just have to hope and strive that we could grab that last wild card spot. And if we do, that the offense itself could really start to turn on the burners. Like, let's start seeing this Ravens team that is as good as it was last year. I know it. Look, I understand. That would be considered a miracle, considering it has not been that way for almost the entirety of the season, except for our first couple games in the beginning, and that's really been about it. But it is possible. You know, I mean, look, I wouldn't say comfortable playing the Chiefs, but I think it's understandable that's what could happen. I mean, Patty's just gonna run us over, though. Oh my god. Well, actually, no, I will take that back. I feel like our defense is more than capable of handling Patty Mahomes. It'll be very difficult. I mean, one, you have to put Marcus Peters on Tyreek Hill, and that's gonna be an amazing matchup. Our front seven can definitely put some pressure on Patty. I mean, we could definitely stuff the run with no doubt. I think if it's possible, if we could grab two fumbles off of the Chiefs, that's definitely a game we're winning. It's very, very possible. So, I mean, we'll see that defense in stride right now and tonight, considering that the Browns are not so great at protecting Baker. And, you know, who knows what kind of Baker Mayfield we'll get in this game. Will we get the one that everyone wants to say, hey, hush to the critics? Or are we going to get the same typical Baker Mayfield that plays throughout the season? I don't know, but I'm willing to pick that bet that he's not gonna have too much comfort playing against a Ravens defense like ours. So, anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Check out the game tonight. If you have not yet, go check out the content on Instagram. I have a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh stuff on there as well. And I will see you guys later. Bye.